So several years ago, I got the opportunity to write this book or work on this book, which was based on a lecture I gave in London about rogue taxidermy. So we can step back and let's have a quick lesson. Taxidermy is simply preserving the skin of a dead animal and mounting it on a form. So when you look at a piece of taxidermy, the eyes are fake, the teeth are fake, there's nothing else in it organic. Gives you an idea about taxidermy. Fantastic. Rogue taxidermy, on the other hand, is offshoot that's an artistic movement. And the main thing that's important here is that we ask that nothing is killed for the purpose of the artwork. So we're talking roadkill. We're talking things that are in the food industry already and recycled taxidermy, right? I mention that because I myself do not use animals in my personal work at all. So the real goal with this book was to give people a manual to enter into this world as an artist. And there's some major things you need to do there. You've got some legal things you have to know, and you really actually have to know how to do the preservation of the skin, right? So the book was set up to be history, contemporary artists, and then these workshops. And most of them are pretty standard taxidermy workshops. But there's one outlier that I worked on that I'd like to tell you about, and that is brain tanning. Right, so brain tanning, you can hear the words, they make sense. I want you to think about teepees and buckskin and any leather that was preserved for bags or clothing indigenously. That probably was cured by brains. So the process is taking the brain, making a brain soup, mixing it with smoke, and then stretching, right? So you've probably seen this this sort of in Hollywood movies, right? So in my mind, I'm envisioning the planes, and I'm envisioning these big bonfires and deer skins, but I live in Homeland, and I'm not sure the Homeland Association is going to be down with this, right? So the first step is I've got to learn how to brain tan. Again, I appreciate very much. So I have to learn how to brain tan. And there's not really anyone to go to. There's no voyageurs, right, in the area. It's not really something people are doing. So I have to turn to the internet, right? And so I learn as much as I can, but I've got to be able to do it. I can't hand out a book without seeing that I can do all these workshops. So again, I live in Baltimore, so I guess I could have access to roadkill deer, but what I have access to is roadkill squirrels, right? I mean, that's something we've all seen. So in preparation, I found a few and threw them in our freezer. So it's a beautiful fall day, weekend. I guess it was a weekend. My wife was writing her thesis, so she went to Red Emma's and gave me permission to, this is your day, to brain tan. So I did prepare a little bit beforehand, so I had skinned and fleshed these squirrels, right? That is something that you do if you're a cook. If it's anything you eat, it has to be the same thing, except for I'm keeping the skin. Now, the head with the brain was put in the refrigerator overnight. And pro tip for all of you, you should label anything you put in there, because your spouse looking for like a bag with ice cream and finds a bag with a dead pigeon, all bets are off. So I have to make this brain soup. So you cook up the brains in some water, and it starts looking like Pepto-Bismol, and it turns this like slate gray. And you put it on the skin, and I roll that up, and that's all done, right? So now I've got to worry about the fire. So again, I'm envisioning these big fires, but I'm scaling this down, right? So I'm trying to scale this, and I'm thinking, can you make a miniature bonfire? You can't. But I do have a grill, right? I've got a smoker. So I'm like, this is it. So I make this little fire in the smoker, and I put some wet wood in there, and it's smoking up, right? So I'm thinking, I'm way ahead of the game on this one. And it's got a chimney, and I think this is going to take all the smoke, go through it. So I take the first squirrel, and I make this, like, with clothes hangers, I make this, like, little thing that can sit on, and I put that over top of the chimney, and And it, like, have you seen Shrinky Dinks? It was like that. Boom! It looked like bacon with hair. It was done. So I thought, all right, well, I have two. So this one I've got to get smart on. So now I open the grill. I make this like tripod thing, and I put the squirrel on it, and you know, clothespins, and I put it. And the smoke's going up, and I think this is great. So I sit back and, you know, look around. You know, it's been a busy day, and I still got stuff to do afterwards. But I look over, and my neighbors, you know, they're drinking wine with their kids, barbecuing, you know, and I'm brain tanning on my side. But in the end, I successfully made this, and it is preserved nicely. I could make clothing out of it, because taxidermy, really, almost nobody uses brain tanning for that. But I've two real takeaways from this, and I'm sure you all have several takeaways as well, and I'll be out there happy to hear your takeaways. But the two takeaways I have is one, I do not think I have a future as a mountain man. That's the first one. And the second one is that, you know, again, I mentioned I'm in Homeland. Skins stretched around your house, skulls bleaching on your porch, fake animals in your bushes might be the cheapest security system you could possibly ever have. Thank you very much.